A new documentary is celebrating the life and music of Ramon Chunky Sanchez. With his signature handlebar mustache and guitar, Sanchez rose to prominence in the 1960s and 70s as part of the Chicano civil rights movement. Sanchez played rallies and marches across the Southwest, became the favorite singer of Cesar Chavez, and even caught the attention of Joan Baez, who invited Sanchez to play a Spanish version of the classic spiritual and protest song, We Shall Not Be Moved. The film on PBS is called Singing Our Way to Freedom. Paul Espinoza is the producer and director. Paul, welcome to Here and Now.
Very happy to be joining you. Thank you.
And what a great story. Chunky Sanchez was born to a family of farm workers in Blythe, California, just along the U.S.-Mexico border. How did those early days affect who he would become?
Well, of course, growing up in a farmworking family right there on the Arizona-California border, Chunky was very aware of the conditions of farm workers. He comes out of a farmworking tradition. Both of his parents were immigrants from Mexico. And as a young man, Chunky worked in the fields and also had the opportunity to actually meet Cesar Chavez, who came to Blythe before Chunky even went to college. And of course, I think Chunky was inspired by the kind of organizing and message that Cesar Chavez had to try to improve the working conditions and living conditions of farm workers really all over California, actually, and all over the Southwest.
Well, early in your film, there's a clip of Chunky talking about how he only spoke Spanish in school when he was very young, and the teachers would change his name and other students' name from, for instance, from Ramon to Raymond. Let's listen.
My name was Ramon when I started kindergarten, but by the third grade, everybody called me Raymond.
Raymond. They try to adjust to this, you know what I mean? And if there was a girl named Maria, her name became Mary. And Juanita became Jane.
And this is interesting because you can actually hear this in his music. He sang his songs in both English and Spanish. He often interchanged languages within the same verse. Here he is singing the song Pocho.
Simón, que yes. Soy Ramón Sánchez, but better known as Chunky. A little bit of that and a little bit of this. That's who I am. One badass Pocho. Quítate. Before I get mad, I said.
First of all, what is pocho?
Well, pocho is a somewhat derogatory term that some Mexicans use to describe Mexican-Americans, sort of commenting on the fact that many Mexican-Americans, depending upon how long they've been in the United States, no longer speak Spanish that well. So it's somewhat of a put-down by Mexicans. Mm. But as Chunky says in the song, he sort of takes this identity and says, yes, I am a pocho, so what? You know, kind of taking up the positive aspect of this. But I think that song is another kind of signature song of Chunky, where he's talking about identity and issues around identity that so many young people, well, people all over, experience this kind of question, especially being sort of betwixt and between, particularly in the U.S.-Mexico border region, of sort of being partly Mexican, partly American. And I think that he captures that kind of, I don't know, anxiety sometimes that people have about that.
Speaking of identity, when people would ask Chunky, what is Chicano? What does it mean to be Chicano? He would often say, it is a state of mind or a state of heart. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, I think he was really talking about the way that, you know, being Chicano is really about a consciousness as opposed to, you know, where you were born. And, you know, I think from Chunky's point of view and certainly other people, you know, being Chicano is about having an awareness about the kind of the social and political and cultural situation that you find yourself in. And you don't have to be, quote unquote, you know, Mexican-American or Mexican origin to be Chicano. So I think that's kind of what he was talking about there.
And this was a big part of his story, especially once he came across Cesar Chavez, of course, the iconic farm worker activist who, as you said earlier, came to Blythe. Here's Chunky describing that moment.
He was very dynamic. He was calm. But yet he was powerful. The way that he delivered the things that he was talking about, everything made sense. It was like he was opening your eyes, you know, about very simple things that we always took for granted.
Tell me more about that. What was the relationship like between these two men, and how did Chunky come to be described as Chavez's favorite musician?
Well, Chunky went to college at San Diego State. And when Chunky got to college, this was really like the blooming of the whole Chicano civil rights movement. Chunky got involved with a musical group called La Rondalla de Amerindia de Aztlán. And this musical group basically played, you know, a lot of politically oriented music. And they got connected to Cesar Chavez and to the farm workers early on, and then would travel with them in demonstrations and rallies all over, well, certainly all over California and even in the Southwest. This is like in the early 70s. And so, you know, connecting to Cesar Chavez, there was a really a fantastic sort of symbiotic relationship there, because also Chavez really understood the importance of music and the value of music in organizing. Right. That, you know, he wouldn't let people go on for too long talking before he'd bring in some music to really get people engaged and inspired. So it was really kind of a wonderful relationship that they had.
Let's hear one of Chunky's songs that was important at the time. This is called La Guitarra Campesina.
Oye, hermanos campesinos, yo les vengo aquí a cantar. Que en este país tan rico aprendimos a luchar. Que en este país tan rico aprendimos a luchar.
Music has always been an important form of any protest movement. As you said, Chavez knew its power. Do you think Chunky had a real impact on the farm worker movement of his time?
I think he did. I think he did, because for one thing, it wasn't just he was playing music that was also embedded in the cultural ambience of many of the farm workers. Of course, most of these farm workers were Mexican origin, you know, Mexican immigrants. And then, of course, the lyrics themselves. Chunky was talking like La Guitarra Campesina that we just heard a little bit from, you know, the campesino guitar, and talking about so many of the issues that farm workers were up against in terms of, you know, poor working conditions, the need for better, you know, better wages and better working conditions. And that was part of the fight that Cesar Chavez was involved in. And of course, Chunky himself as well, because he also saw the need for improving those conditions. So he was able to connect to a lot of the specific situations that farm workers found themselves in.
It's interesting, because today I don't think many young people refer to themselves as Chicano anymore, right? So here's a clip from Chunky's sister, Virginia Zarp, talking about why the music is still relevant today.
Some people can say, you know, that some of this music that has social justice lyrics and social justice meaning, it's so passe, it's so 60s, it's so 70s. You know, I would say that's kind of a cynical attitude. A lot of these social justice songs are just as meaningful today as they were 20, 30 years ago.
I mean, what do you think about that? Is Chunky's music relevant in the modern protest movement, which, by the way, is still very active in its own way today?
I think very much so. I mean, I think Virgie, who's, you know, does a wonderful, wonderful interview, interview bites from Virgie, which you really appreciated. But I think she really says it really well about how, you know, injustice is always with us. And there's always a need for, you know, basically calling attention to these injustices. And I think that certainly Chunky's music, I think, continues to be relevant. Actually, Chunky played music right up until the time of his death, which was in 2016. But I think he was also very helpful in passing the baton on to other younger musicians. You know, there's groups like Ozomatli and Quetzal and La Cafeteras, who basically, I think, have definitely been influenced by the kind of music that Chunky did, you know, back as in an earlier generation. And I think that there is, a political and a social awareness about what music can do and what music needs to do, especially in communities like Latino communities, broadly speaking, who are experiencing often very, very difficult, you know, economic conditions, you know, discrimination of one sort or another. And I think people definitely see the power that music has to uplift people and speak to their hearts. And I think that, you know, Virgie puts her finger on the importance of music and that, you know, the things that people are talking about are still so relevant to many, many people's lives.
Paul Espinosa's new film is Singing Our Way to Freedom. It's a documentary about the life and music of Ramon Chunky Sanchez, airing now on PBS and streaming at pbs.org. Paul, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I was born aquí en Aztlán, y mi barrio fue Califas, aunque tú seas ya. Las costumbres son las mismas.